You are now listening to The Lance Skurve Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
The mainstream media, littered with propaganda. A dark, endless sea void of truth. But miraculously, a light shines through. Exposing the frauds for who they are. Every time he creates. Introducing the boldest man on the net. Lance Skurve.
Thanks for tuning in. This is the boldest man on the net, Lance Skurve, and I have another story that I want to talk about that just broke maybe a couple of hours ago. This is on The Griot, and this was posted at 5:15 a.m. I think I just went to sleep when this story was posted, but I want to get right back on it now because this is very important in the whole Bill Cosby rape scandal. The title of the article is Felicia Rashad Breaks Her Silence on Cosby Rape Claims. Forget these women. That's what she says. Felicia Rashad has reportedly broken her silence on the rape allegations against Bill Cosby. The actress spoke to Roger Friedman of Showbiz 411 on the red carpet for a screening of the movie Selma at the Metropolitan Club. When asked about the scandal plaguing her TV husband, she defended Cosby, saying that she loves him. She says that she's never seen Cosby behave in the manner described by the more than 15 women who claim that he sexually assaulted them. Forget these women, she said. What you're seeing is a destruction of a legacy, and I think it's orchestrated. I don't know why or who's doing it, but it's the legacy, and it's a legacy that is so important to the culture. When Friedman brought up the names of two of Cosby's most recognizable accusers, Janice Dickinson and Beverly Johnson, Rashad responded by saying, "Oh, please." However, she said nothing but praise for Cosby's wife, Camille, calling her a tough and smart woman. Rashad alluded to a conspiracy to keep Bill Cosby off the air, pointing to the fact that his deals with NBC and Netflix have been nixed. She believes the legacy of The Cosby Show is also being tarnished. The show represented America to the outside world. This was the American family, and now you're seeing it destroyed. Why? Rashad said she stayed silent for so long because she said she didn't want to become a part of the public debate. She also doesn't fault Cosby for remaining mum. If he spoke now, what do you think the media would do with it, she asked. Wow. Kudos to Felicia Rashad for standing up and speaking out, because there are so many other people in Hollywood and in that entertainment world circle, to me, that were afraid to do so. Now, as soon as I'm doing the recording, the phone rings. But you know what? It's not bill collectors. My bills are paid. Does this happen to you? Let me just ask you, not to get off a topic, right? Your home phone, for those of you who still have a home phone, does your phone ring and then you pick up and nobody answers, but it's a number that you can see, and then you call back, and then all of a sudden, if you choose to be removed from our calling list, just push 1. What is that all about? I mean, I get like that like 30 times a day, you know, when I'm sitting here, even more. It's crazy. Who is I don't know. And you wonder why I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Every little thing looks like a conspiracy to me. That little kid in the mall looked at me funny. Maybe he's an agent. Does he have a camera on him? No, but anyway, back to the story. I take my hat off to her. I just hope, and I'm not being funny, I'm not wishing this on anybody, but will something happen to her now for saying what she said? Because she has a lot of credibility with me. She has a pristine image and personality and... Look, in Hollywood, like I spoke on Denzel Washington before, how many black people are in Hollywood? Well, look, let's just say it this way. How many people are in Hollywood who have a pristine reputation? It's always some divorce, some messy divorce, some messed up sexual scandal, or some abuse, which is unfortunate, but what drove them to this abuse? It's always something dysfunctional in Hollywood, and very seldom do you see people who are in that area okay, who get in and get out unscathed. I'm not saying it's impossible, but those people are in the minority, truly, when you really look at it down through the years. And it's almost as like Hollywood builds you up to chew you up and spit you out. It's almost like with the E, True Hollywood Story. Anybody you see on E, True Hollywood Story, it's not a happy ending for the most part. Have you seen a happy ending when they feature you there? It's always some success story, your rise to the top, and how you fell, and you're out in the streets digging out the garbage cans, looking for something to eat, or pulling tricks, you know, to feed a habit, a drug habit. But, yeah, what she said was correct. It's all about legacy. And once the legacy is set, the legacy can't be touched. So it's almost like, hey, we better get this guy's legacy now. Even if we can't actually prove anything on him or bring... There are people who are saying, and I know in the beginning I kept an open mind. If you listen to some of the older videos, I did several videos on this topic and several videos with Madam Whipass. And we were open. We were fair. We said, okay. Now, we know how the media could be. We know how unfair they can be with the smear tactics. But we said, okay, with this whole thing, let's keep an open mind and let's consider everything, yay and nay. And there were certain videos where it seemed and appeared that, uh-oh, it seems as though this might be true. And other videos that happened say, uh-oh, you know. Well, look, when juries deliberate, they take their time and go through everything with a fine-tooth comb depending on the evidence that they have. And I guess as evidence is presented, it changes things. And this is why you have people who will take hours or groups of people, the jurors, to decide what is the outcome of a certain case. Well, don't knock me because when I put something out there, it floats out there forever. And people have written me and said, oh, Skurve, you wrote this on this particular date. Well, up to that point, all I had to go on was this particular bit of information. And as it develops more so, you see a clearer picture. It's almost like the Polaroid cameras from back in the day that take time to develop immediately, and you look at this blank piece of paper, and all of a sudden the picture comes in. Well, it seems now the picture is coming in, and I'm leaning toward, or I really feel, I won't say 100%, I'll say 95%. I'm 95% sure that Cosby is innocent. And yes, he did things in the past. He likes women. Okay? And I don't know the details of his infidelities, but his wife, Camille, they evidently worked that out. So what damn business is it of yours? Okay? He's not the president of the United States. He's not a leader. He's not some person over a religious organization. I'm not making excuse for his infidelities. But if God can forgive him, if he's worked it out with God and made peace and changed his ways, what damn business is it of yours, okay, for all of these people who are pointing fingers? And yes, it's like we just can't have a legacy. You know, look, many people, no matter what the color, get their legacies tarnished because of things that they do or they're targeted. It's not just a black thing. But it seems with black people and black megastars, beyond megastars, icons, legacy. See, there are different levels to this thing. And most in Hollywood right now, from what I could see, the way I feel, it's manufactured. At some point, someone caught on and said, you know what? This person became a star, but we can genetically alter and manufacture a star and make money. If we put their image out there enough, people will believe that they are a star. If we dominate the airwaves with their music, or we promote them a certain way and push them on TV shows and put them on other shows and put them on late night talk shows and drum up some interest, we can create this person to be a star. And like I said on yesterday's video when I spoke about Oprah Winfrey, you see, when I spoke about her speaking out, or Jay-Z actually speaking out on hip hop and Oprah Winfrey the day before, that if she's qualified to speak on the Ferguson protest. See, it's like a blur. Most of us now coming up these days don't understand what a true icon is and what a media creation is. You know, what true music is as opposed to what a ringtone is. Icons stand the test of time, and icons represent that period in history, and icons can never be torn down. Well, Bill Cosby, in his trek and journey through the entertainment world into being able to wanting to buy a major network and make major moves, which again I say his money is crumbs compared to the faceless people who control Hollywood, who don't want their faces being seen. They don't want to come out from behind the tree. They want to pull the strings. So for him to get enough money to be able to say, hey, I want to do this and I have a vision to buy a network that will show the world, our world different, the black world different, and how we fit into the mainstream differently than just sagging pants, breasts and booty twerking and just sexual images and thuggery and crime and trying to convince the world that every black person is on welfare and lazy when we built this country. You know, we need to have that, because the fact of the matter is that the facts in our history never really get shown completely. It's like that woman at the bar trying to hustle drinks out of all the guys there. She's not going to pull her breasts out. She's going to show a whole hell of a lot of cleavage. See? So they're not going to reveal history, but they'll show a little bit of it and take that truth and twist it around into something else so they can get what they want. Like that lady at the bar. Didn't have to open up her legs at all. Just show a little cleavage and get what she want and go on home happy. See? So this is what they do. They don't want Bill Cosby to leave this earth and leave a solidified legacy that we can look back into Hollywood and say, man, there's a man right there who did it the right way. There's a man who had dignity. Yes, he's not perfect. There are things that have happened, but he made peace with his God. Look at all these freaks in Hollywood who are just actively doing freakish things behind closed doors and hinting at them in public. And they get revered and adored, and you can forgive them 50 million times. See, over, because, that's just what they do. That's just the culture. Look at the gossip tabloids. Look at the gossip blogs, the gossip websites. They're full of buffoonery, junk food for the mind. But here we have a man who is looking to do more. He could have taken his money and run off, you know, off into the sunset and bought an island somewhere and live in luxury and die and leave us. No, but he has a legacy. And it's the same reason why they went after Michael Jackson. Yes, Michael Jackson was very eccentric. We understand that. But the man was brilliant and never had a chance to have a real childhood. The man was under lights on stage and a performer from 5 years old, if not before. So he dies at what, 50 or 49, 50, 51, whatever it is. Okay. When did he have a life? So him gravitating toward the whole childhood, Neverland, having kids over type thing. Look, a black man raping white kids, that wouldn't happen. Just like with Bill Cosby back in that day, a black man taking advantage of the majority white women and getting away with it. You know, so that's the way it seems to me now, you know, because I wasn't there. I never walked with this man all throughout, but it's appearing to be that way now. I'm not going to say I'm going to change as the wind blows, but now that it's settled in, they kept coming with these women, and where are these women? Are they taking him to court? Can they bring some kind of proof? Are they bringing charges? No, but if you put enough stuff out there about a person, it will stick. Something will stick. It's like throwing sand at somebody. You can have the worst aim in the world, but a few of those grains of sand will hit you. If you throw a brick at me and you got bad aim, you might miss me. And so this is sand. All of these different women coming out one after the other. Now what? Now what? Now what? So Felicia Rashad, I'm glad that you had the balls to come out and say what you said. I just hope nothing happens to you, and I hope that nobody comes after you to smear you, because that would definitely be a sign and a signal that there's something going on, and you're ride and die. Like I said, there are people who are saying that they're sure that, well, were you there? You know, I wasn't sure. And yeah, I'm going to say there's a 5% thing where I'm still not sure. I'm not signing off on it. I'm just like everybody else here. I just have the balls to come out and say what I feel at this particular moment. You know, but I would love to hear your opinion on this. I'd love to hear what you think. But because this really, Felicia Rashad speaking up for Bill Cosby is more powerful than 1,000 women coming against him that have no proof. See, because I don't think she's going to lay her reputation on the line for somebody that she knows or had a hint was carrying himself in a way in a way that showed that he could do something like this. You know? Anyway, I want to hear from you. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Gerv. Download the Lance Gerv app at the Google Play Store, at the Apple Store, and at Amazon. Follow the blog, lancegerv.com. Give me a call, text preferred, at 407-924-8793. These things just always come out, and we'll see what happens next, really. Because there's somebody who just doesn't want the legacy to go untarnished. And look at Michael Jackson. Even though they tried, his legacy lived on, because you're a threat to expose what goes on. Imagine really what Bill Cosby knows. The people from his position that he knows and the people that he has to deal with. There's a lot that we just don't know that goes on behind closed doors in these boardrooms and how they make decisions. And, you know, you've got to admit that. Even if you're not a conspiracy theorist somewhat part-time like I am, there's a lot of funny business going on in Hollywood. We just don't know. Felicia Rashad, kudos. I take my hat off to you. Take care, everybody. Leave your opinions and your perspectives, and let's get the discussion going. Take care. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Every Friday evening, tune in to radio's hottest talk show, bringing you the realest, uncensored conversation with the boldest man on the net, Lance Gerv.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at lancegerv.com and follow Skurv on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Skurv.